This is a broad-based grassroots effort, and for good reason, because every day as more and more citizens learn about the issue of net neutrality, they realize that the internet as they know it is very much at risk. There should be no mistake. This is not a solution in search of a problem, as some would suggest. Rather, this is a very real threat lurking over the horizon, and regrettably, it is not a hollow threat. Net neutrality protects the information superhighway. For consumers, the internet they are familiar with would disappear, would cease to exist. Telecom companies will have the ability to charge each website a fee for hosting their web pages and turning the information superhighway into a limited toll access road. In this new multi-tiered internet, those who can and are willing to pay will receive first-class treatment while everyone else is stuck in steerage. In this new world, network operators would make decisions about what the consumer is seeing, a choice that's now exercised where it belongs, with the consumer. The bottom line is, broadband network operators shouldn't be able to pick and choose which websites are available on their network. That's the cable model, but it hasn't and shouldn't be the internet model. This is not government intruding into the internet. This is ensuring the internet is not intruded upon by anyone. The internet has flourished in large part because of non-discrimination obligations, not in spite of them. And, you know, one of the things that we're attempting to do is dispel the misconceptions about this legislation. For example, when we see this ad that shows thousands of pages of regulations, government regulations, and suggesting that's what we're going to do in our legislation to restore is not true. In fact, this is our bill. Now, you know, it could obviously change in working with other members, and that's what we're trying to accomplish, is to garner support on both sides of the political aisle. Because clearly, you know, if we let the genie out of the bottle, there's no way the genie's going to be back in the bottle on this question, ultimately, and the implications are going to be enormous. It is not about phone regulations, it's not about TV or video services, it's all about the internet and preserving it as it exists today. This isn't re-regulating. This is only restoring what existed in our laws since 1934, and that's the concept of non-discrimination.
My sense is that the more people know about this issue in some depth, the more votes we will have in the Senate. I understand this is complicated, and I also understand that the other side has beaten this issue with a tire iron. I mean, I watch television to see the commercials they put on and see the full-page ads they do on this. I wouldn't recognize the bill we've introduced based on what has been waged against it.